The Burt Show.
All right, entertainment buzz on the way.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I am so baffled by this entire story because I watched these two growing up, and when they popped up on my timeline again, I was like, oh my God, I totally forgot about them. So I'm talking about conjoined twins Abby Hensel and her sister Brittany. If you haven't seen these two, they are one person, but with two, it's two people, but they have conjoined bodies. So they look like one person, but with two heads. And they had a whole TLC show growing up. So they captured how they went through life and getting jobs as they grew up. They're both teachers. Obviously, because they have the same body, they have to do the same job.
Mo, this is an introvert's worst nightmare. You literally could never be alone.
Yeah.
You could never be alone. There's always going to be somebody right there on your shoulder, literally.
That's certainly a nightmare. I couldn't imagine.
Well, one of them just got married, and I'm so fascinated that I'm dying for TLC to reboot their show. I'm really not a fan of reboots. I want to see what's going down with this. So apparently they've been married for several years, but footage of them dancing with one of their husbands has come out, and everyone's like, how does this work? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. How can you be one person, but you're just married to that person, but your sister's with you constantly? So can she not get married now? What happens if there's another guy in the picture? Will you guys share a house? Like, what's going to happen here?
Yeah, because, I mean, they are two individual people.
Yes.
Because you have two different brains. You have, but they share the same body. So the fact that she did this, I think it was like 3 years ago, and nobody was any the wiser. I don't know why this is all coming out now, but it is. I was fascinated by this as well as I was like looking at it and reading it yesterday. And he didn't marry both of them.
He married one of them.
And it makes you wonder, like, during intimate times, like, is the other one just supposed to, like...
You just got
to
close your
eye? I guess.
Like, there's nothing else you can do?
But at the same time, you have one body. So you're also, like, I'm assuming you can
feel what she's feeling,
too. Feel what she's feeling. I'm so mind blown by this whole thing.
It feels like one of them would have to sacrifice their life for the other one to enjoy it. Because there's no way you could both have the same quality of life. If one gets married, you have to marry both of them, it feels like.
Yeah, and then think about it, too. Like, so when she first met this guy, what do you do when you first meet somebody? You go on dates, right? So when they went on dates, did the other one just stay silent the entire time? Is she non-existent? Is she not there? Or is she actively participating in on the dates?
That's a valid point. And what if you are not feeling the other one at one point? Like, you don't want to talk at the same time. Like, I don't know how you live this life.
I don't, trust me, trust. It takes a special body and two special people to be able to endure that.
Yeah, and most people don't like their brother-in-laws, period. So now you've got to be around them constantly, no matter what. So it's really crazy to me. When this came up, I was like, I'm so happy that they're able to have some sense of normalcy. Like, when I was like, I was filled with so much hope for them because I was like, oh my God, that's great. Like, they have found someone who is like, able to work through that, because I think most people would be like, oh, no, I don't want to, like, two people, one body, like, would be too much for me. So maybe the other one will also find a husband and they'll have, like, I don't know, some kind of, not throuple, or, but like, it's just so interesting to me. So I hope TLC does reboot their show so we can find out, like, how this all went down.
And because I want to believe the best in people. After doing this show for 13 years, sometimes that can be hard to do.
Very good.
but I was hoping that this guy was genuine and that he just wasn't into it for, quote unquote, the freak show aspect of it. You
gotcha.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I really want him to be like in it to win it and not like have nefarious reasons for wanting to marry one of the conjoined twins.
100%. And you said it's been 3 years they've been married?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been together 3 years.
It's only come out because somebody posted a video of them dancing at their wedding. And so everyone was like, hold up, we missed several chapters. What happened here? So yeah, but speaking about chapters, me and Cassie had some big news yesterday because one of our favorite authors, authors just announced that she's coming out with a new book in her Empyrean series. So I'm talking about Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. This is from Rebecca Yarros. And the third book is set to come out in January of next year. So we only have, what, 9 more months to wait?
That's exactly. I hadn't heard that. I've been traveling all day. So
what? You didn't hear? I'm breaking the news for you?
You are breaking the news and I am so excited. We read those two books for our Burt Show Book Club, which you can join on Facebook if you want. But I'm excited.
I know. It's one of my favorite series, the fact that we're getting a third book and so soon. I hope her editor has, quickly has looked through everything with a fine tooth comb. But I love the content no matter what, so I'll be pumped. All right, Suge Knight is warning Diddy he's going to have to watch his back in prison. I'll explain why you said that on your next Evo's on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.